This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Community leaders hosted a statewide video conference on Saturday to discuss the impact of the ongoing cuts and consolidations to Missouri's social services. KBIA's Scarlett Robertson was there.
Community leaders and employees of the Missouri Department of Social Services came together on Saturday to discuss how system-wide cuts and other changes have negatively impacted clients as well as the workers who serve them. The hearings took place on MU's campus and connected St. Louis, Kansas City, Kirksville, and Springfield through video. Reverend Sarah Hamilton served as chairperson to the hearings, which was organized by Missouri Jobs with Justice, the Missouri State Workers Union, and Missouri Interfaith Impact. In her opening statement, she talks about how simultaneously there's been an increase in need for services, as well as a lessening in commitment from the state.
In just 2 years, there's been a 16% cut in the number of family support division staff. In response to these cuts, the department has attempted to realize greater efficiencies by shifting resources and experimenting with new processes. Unfortunately, these experiences have had devastating impacts on families across the state.
Community leaders, caseworkers, and clients then shared how this affected each of them. Lacey Proctor works for the state as a family support eligibility specialist and is a member of the union. She says she's seen a decrease in state workers over the past 3 years, people retiring out of the system who aren't being replaced, as well as hiring freezes. Due to consolidations in July, she was moved from an office in Audrain County to one in Boone County. In the Audrain office, she says there were 6 caseworkers for about 750 cases, and that was before the consolidation. Since the move, she says she feels a loss of purpose. One of the reasons is because she's lost a lot of face-to-face time with clients who are now unable to make it into the office. She also says it's stressful knowing she's not going to meet everybody's needs.
It's discouraging to know that you're not going to be able to help everyone that day. Everyone that comes in your doors requesting these services from the state of Missouri that they so desperately need, and you can't meet that need. And it feels like you're distinguishing between who needs it more. And there's no such thing. Everybody needs it, and they needed it yesterday.
Spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Social Services, Seth Bundy, said in a written statement, quote, "Nationwide, there has been an increase in the number of families seeking federal social services programs. Meanwhile, there have been fewer resources available to states to administer these services. In Missouri, we've tackled this challenge by reorganizing behind-the-scenes operations in order to serve more families without reducing the number of offices or having to lay off caseworkers. Moving forward, we will continue to be careful stewards of every taxpayer dollars to ensure that our limited resources are used as efficiently and effectively as possible." The organizers hope the hearing will highlight the vital need for these social services across the state. Scarlett Robertson, KBIA News.
And the Missouri Statewide Preservation Conference is scheduled to get underway this week in Joplin. The Joplin Globe reports that the conference begins Wednesday and will include a special presentation of one-time awards named in honor of Joplin's first preservation group, the Joplin Heritage Trust. The four-day conference will also include a free workshop for Joplin residents on Saturday that will focus on how to salvage and restore personal treasures damaged in the May 22nd tornado. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.